Since I entered politics, I have chiefly had men's views confided to me privately. Some of the biggest men in the United States, in the field of commerce and manufacturing, are afraid of something. They know that there is a power somewhere so organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so complete, so pervasive, that they had better not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it. Will be order after this chaos brings in our new world. Even as you fight among yourselves, you play into our plans. It was we who made it so. You see, each one of you, every single one of you, was born into a web of deceit and enslavement. You are butterflies ensnared in a web so old, so insidious, so intertwined that not one man in a million can see it complete. Like an internet for your minds, it is designed to inject disinformation into your heads. Groupthink. Hive mind, mind control. The many webs of deceit designed to control every mind, body, and soul. What if I told you the truth? The whole world, every individual on the planet, is entangled in this web. Would you care? Would you notice? Would you dare? There is not one web which you cannot see. There are layers upon layers of control. If you're not ensnared by one, there are in fact many others. You are all entangled in the webs of the satanic human thought. Layers upon layers of laws and regulations, and all constructed by politics, those blood-sucking parasites, who willingly engineered this great hive mind. This web of lies was always meant to enslave you into this new world order. A butterfly cannot fly when entangled in a web, and you cannot be free without freedom of your mind. But you are blind to the spinner of yarns working inside your head. Mr. Bernays dances and takes his well-deserved bows. You are meant to be free, free as butterflies, yet you are not. You are tangled in a web. Your only escape is if you can see. You could be free yourself from the caves where the shadows make you believe. Then the light would be your guide to the eternal power. You come out of the darkness and break yourself free. However, my friends, the hour is late. The darkness is coming when there will be no escape. Few will come out of the darkness and set their minds free. Only a few butterflies will spread their wings and fly. They will be the few who fly free. They know to live free or die. Who is the spider, you ask? Well, the architect, of course. He was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. I bet you can guess his name. His face changes, but he remains. Don't you know my name?
I'm a man of wealth and place. I've been around for a long, long year. Oh, so many a man stole his fate.
Yeah. it was a time for a change.